Today is Tuesday, the 26th of December, the Feast of St. Stephen. The Cape Town Camerata sings, Indico Kele Bawo. Lead me, O Father, lead me. Lead me, my Saviour, in all the sorrows of this world. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears. And with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Yesterday we heard about a birth, and today about the first death for the sake of Jesus. The incarnate Son of God is present in our lives from the moment of our birth to when we take our last breath. There is never a moment when he is not God with us. How does it feel to know this in your own life? Stephen's death becomes a transformative event in Paul's faith journey. Have there been people in history or in your personal life who have helped to build your faith? Take some time to think of your own faith journey and those to whom you are grateful along the way. As we hear once more the story of Stephen's martyrdom, allow this scene to touch you, letting whatever strikes you to speak to you and lead you into prayer.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
This is a shocking scene, yet also a shining witness to faith and hope in the face of death. What do you find yourself wanting to say to God about it? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.